Welcome to the Stone World Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Camry, and with me today is a lot of different guests that I'm really excited about. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves individually, but first we will start with Dana Teague. If you mind, Dana, introduce yourself.
Hi, really happy to be here with you today. Dana Teague, I'm the Vice President of the Design Group for Informa Markets, and I oversee TICE, which, as you know, is made up of surfaces, Stone Expo, and Tile Expo. And we are anxiously and eagerly awaiting the upcoming TICE, which will be held February the 1st to the 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fantastic. All right, Jim Heap, if you don't mind introducing yourself.
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Heap, CEO for the Natural Stone Institute. Really looking forward to having everybody join us for our part of the show, which is the stone side. So excited to welcome everyone to Stone Expo Marmalmac.
Fantastic. And Bart.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. This is Bart Bettig. I'm the executive director of the National Tile Contractors Association. So we're excited about what's going on with all the tile activity at the event at TICE, and can't wait to be a part of all that's coming up in Vegas very soon.
All right. And last but not least, Jen. Mind introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Riccinelli. I am editorial director of Stone World Contemporary Stone and Tile Design and Tile Magazines. And I'm happy to be with everyone today and definitely looking forward to getting together in Vegas soon.
All right, perfect. Well, that's the big topic right now. So Dana, we're going to start with you and let's talk about TICE 2022. I guess the best thing is expectations, right? I'm a fabricator, I'm a tile contractor. What can I expect when I come to the show? And What should I know before going there?
Well, I guess the first thing you can know is that you'll be meeting in a safe environment. Mandalay Bay Convention Center is a state-of-the-art GBC Star accredited facility with the best-in-class ventilation systems. GBC Star brings the highest cleaning and disinfectant standards, which is really important for Informa Markets. GBC accreditation is afforded to facilities to take exceptional measures. So when you come to TICE this year, know that you will be safe. And I think that's an important message that we want to get across. Another thing that you should know is that we've spent a lot of time this year making sure that the education that's being provided is really kind of, we spend a lot of time making sure that it's for the fabricators, also for the tile contractors. So everything was really planned, especially for each of the demographics. And then also there's a lot of new products on the show floor. So over the past year, a lot of the manufacturers spent a lot of time in research and development and making sure that there are a lot of new products. We have over close to 700 companies on the show floor this year. And so the attendees are in store for a lot of new products. So you definitely want to be there. You don't want to miss out on a lot of the new products.
All right, fantastic. All right, Jim, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about what's new at the Natural Stone Institute and, you know, the wonderful Natural Stone Pavilion that you have going on.
You know, I think everyone that has a history with this show knows that it's already a great venue for tooling and equipment. And of course, on the surfaces side, on the Tile Expo side, the associations have really tried to gather the best of the best. One of the things we've been working on diligently is giving you more options to view natural stone at the show. So when you come to see the Natural Stone Institute in our booth and come see about all the great programming and services that we offer, you're going to see surrounding our booth is a new Natural Stone Pavilion with a number of stone companies, not only from North America, but some internationally as well. So you're going to be able to come to this year's show, Jason, and see more natural stone. And that should just give you another reason to want to come to the show.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
So that's great, Jim. We're looking forward to it. About how many exhibitors do you have in the Natural Stone Pavilion right now?
You know, I can tell you that around our booth, there are approximately 40 natural stone exhibitors. And then immediately across the aisle, there's a second part of the pavilion. And what you're going to see is over time, you know, give us a couple years, there's just going to be such a stronger presence of natural stone on the exhibit floor. So, you know, whether you're a tile installer or a fabricator, you really want to look to this show to kind of be a really great blend of what you're looking for. If you're coming to see tooling, it's going to be there. Equipment's going to be there, but also the stone's going to be there. So we just think it adds such a greater complement and another value for why you want to come to this show. You know, and above and beyond that, we're going to continue to do our great programming. You know, as was mentioned earlier, you know, the educational offerings that are out there, you're going to see the traditional classroom education, but there's also the demo stage, which many of the associations are helping. There's also going to be a special stone theater where there's additional. So if you don't want to get off the show floor, you're going to have an opportunity for education as well.
That's great. That really is. So that's definitely something worthwhile for visitors to see. And Bart, on the tile end with NTCA, what can visitors expect to see?
Oh, there's a lot going on. Thanks, Jennifer. I guess the first thing I would say is that one thing that we do at the NTCA out at Tice is have our board and our technical meetings, and that takes place on Monday. So that's actually before the show, but we invite all of those meetings are open, and we really encourage the tile contractors to come and see what the association is about as it relates to our technical committee and the development of methods and standards and our own board. So that's one thing that's open, that's available. But we also, thanks to Informa, are going to have our trailer that we do about 150 programs around the country, our training trailer will actually be on the show floor. And we'll be doing some little interviews in our booth, and they'll kind of see kind of what our mobile training program is all about. So that's another thing. And then as Jim mentioned, you know, the conference program is really important. And one thing that our training program did, or our training partners did this year, is really worked with Informa on what content we thought would really, really appeal to not just the install community, but the people selling the tile, the dealers and the designers. So we actually are working with Jennifer Farrell, who's a well-known designer, on two particular sessions with the NTCA on designing with a skinny tile, which is the large format thin porcelain tile, and also working in designing with geometric shapes. Tile is really bringing in a lot of octagons and different type of products that are somewhat challenging to the tile contractor because they haven't seen it before. So Jennifer is talking about designing, and our trainers are then talking about how to take that design and incorporate it into an installation. And we're doing that in both the conference program and so we're doing a session on that, and then we're taking it to the demo stage. So we put a lot of thought to our conference program, and we're really excited about all of that that's going on.
Yeah, it's definitely obvious that both of you, Jim and Bart, there's a lot of thought and planning that went into this. So I don't think attendees will be disappointed.
I think, other, you know, Bart mentioned, yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Two other new things are the Women's Leadership Conference, which is taking place on Monday, January the 31st, from 1 to 5. And that covers both all of Surfaces, Tile Expo, as well as Stone Expo. So any of the women, as well as men, are invited to attend. And that's 1 to 5. And then it'll be followed by a reception from 5 to 7 in the foundation room. They'll be covering topics such as mentorship, leadership, and how to manage and lead different personality types. So all women and men invited to attend that. And then also there's a first timers reception. So anybody who's attending TICE for the very first time, we encourage them to attend a networking event on Tuesday, February the 1st from 5 to 7. Be a great time for anyone who's attending for the first time to come in to meet with our staff, as well as people who have been there for many years. And it'd be a great time to kind of get a good lay of the land and how to navigate the event. And again, that's Tuesday, February 1st from 5 to 7. So those are two new things to look forward to at the event.
You know, it was already mentioned that there's a lot of activity happening on Monday before the actual trade show opens on Tuesday. And just like Bart's doing technical meetings, the Natural Stone Institute Board of Directors will be meeting. But we too are holding a special opportunity for all of the couriers that are going to be setting up their booths on Monday. at 4 o'clock on Monday, we've invited all the couriers to come join our board of directors, because there really are some new initiatives happening for couriers. And so we're excited that our chairman of our advocacy group for the North American couriers is going to be doing a special presentation. So if you're a courier that gets in town on Monday, plan on joining us at 4 o'clock. And then in like fashion, we use this venue as an opportunity to highlight some of the best of the best. So we're going to continue on with our awards ceremony at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, to be followed by a small networking reception afterwards. But I'm excited about the fact that there is also a women's program on Monday, because in like fashion, on Wednesday at 1:30, our Women in Stone group will be doing their amazing race, which is a fun activity to walk around the trade show. Each of the stops that they make, they have fun activities for that. So we ask that if you're interested, we're going to be meeting at the Stone Theater, which is right in the middle of the Stone Show. And you can join the amazing race at that time as well. So I think between all of us, Dana and Bart, there's just a lot of great reasons to, you're not going to be bored if you come to the show.
If I could add one other thing too, I'd be remiss to not mention, you know, the importance of certification. And the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation is a group that we, NTCA, works very closely with and supports. And they will also, and I think there's other groups too, there is areas at the show that are going to be having either installation competitions or certifications taking place. The Ceramic Tile Education Foundation is actually having a certification test. They'll be setting up and preparing for it opening day. And then the test itself, I believe, is on Wednesday. But I would encourage anyone interested in certification to visit that area to see what it's all about. We are really growing that program, and we're excited to be offering it there on the show floor.
You know, Bart, you mentioned certification. Credentialing is so important. And on the natural stone side, several years ago, we started the Natural Stone Sustainability Standard. And there are a number of companies that have achieved that standard. And we are going to be recognizing all of them in our booth at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and presenting each of those companies with a special certificate. There's going to be some refreshments in the Natural Stone Institute booth at that time. So if you care about a sustainability and would like to meet some of the companies that have achieved that important credential, we're going to be honoring them at 3 o'clock in our booth.
All right, fantastic. Well, let me thank all of you for taking the time to be here today. I really appreciate it. Finally, last question for Dana. Let's say I'm a fabricator, I'm a tile contractor, I'm somebody who wants to come to the show and I have more questions. Who do I contact to ask general questions to about the show?
Well, you can go to our website, www.tice.com. You can find all the information that you need there. There's also contact information online. I would give out my information.
That's all right. Yeah. You're a very busy person. I'm sure they can.
I know how to reach you, Dana. I know how to reach you.
So do a lot of people. But you can find all the information you need online, and there's also contact information there. So customer service is listed there as well.
All right, fantastic. So thank you all very much for taking the time. I really greatly appreciate it, and I will see you all at the show.
Great. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you there.
All right, take care.
See you in Vegas.